Listener Production.
Hey, Tessa Randello here with you. The manhunt continues in the state's south this morning after two police cars were shot at near New Norfolk on Monday. Brighton's Robert Greig identified as the man on the run. The 33-year-old is believed to be driving a blue Holden Colorado, but police say he may have painted the vehicle another colour. In an unrelated matter, police were searching Hobart's waterfront after a man ran away from sentencing at the Magistrates Court on Wednesday afternoon. Anyone with information is urged to get in touch with police. We're being assured petrol prices shouldn't immediately rise today with the return of the fuel excise tax. The ACCC is keeping an eye out for servos which hike unleaded prices from today in light of the change. The average unleaded price in Hobart this morning is $1.70. And the state's politicians have weighed in on the teacher strike on Wednesday morning that saw schools across the state closed until 10:30. The Australian Education Union Tasmania branch is calling for action from the government while educators leave the state in droves. But the Premier Jeremy Rockliffe is standing by discussions with the union.
That's what we want. We want to provide our young people with the best
possible opportunity. Well, where were you this morning?
A job-ready generation.
And Mona's just paid $339,000 for handwritten lyrics by David Bowie to his classic song Starman. The founder admitting he paid too much for the pop culture history, paying five times the expected price. But we can't check it out just yet. It's going into the museum's expanded library, which is under construction. Isaac White signed on with the Jack Jumpers as a development player after impressing while filling in for injured captain Clint Steindl. White joins Sean McDonald, Josh Tomasi and Walter Brown to round off the playing roster and says he's excited by what they'll bring this season.
I think this year, different to last, we've got a little more talent, I'd say. That's a bit of a buzzword, but I think we have just from what I've seen so far.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching...
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.